All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Wetham, exclusively on All Business Media.
Welcome back to the show. My next guest hails from Denver, Colorado. She is a yoga teacher, a mind-body eating coach, and a lifestyle design coach. Hungry Yoga is the name of the company, www.hungryyoga.com, only one Y, H-U-N-G-R-Y-O-G-A, hungryyoga.com. Macy Graham, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. I appreciate your time. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. Just start off by giving us a quick description of what you do.
So hungryyoga.com is an online platform, and I offer private coaching specifically for young women struggling with binge eating, emotional eating, and negative body image. And I also coach people who desire to become a coach or entrepreneur how to make that transition and reverse engineer their lives into that exact lifestyle that they desire. So I have some online courses available for people also interested in learning yoga and mindful movement, including my beginner's yoga online course, a backyard beauty series, and then the chair yoga online course. You can see all of these offerings and also lots of free content over at hungryyoga.com.
Excellent. Okay, so tell me a little bit about your background and the background of your business.
Sure. So I started Hungry Yoga in 2014, and it's really been growing ever since. I started it after quitting my corporate management job with a deep desire to help women just have a positive relationship with food and body. I myself struggled with binge eating and negative body image in college, which is what led me to become a coach in the first place. So I'm a certified yoga teacher, mind-body eating coach from the Institute for Psychology of Eating in Boulder, Colorado, and then a lifestyle design coach certified through AbundantYogi.com. And I currently live in Littleton, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. And in my spare time, I love to go to yoga classes, go on hikes, invest in personal development, and cook homemade meals at home. That's okay. A little bit more about me.
All right, very nice. Excellent. So, what are some of the most common reasons why somebody might come to you for advice or help?
The women that usually end up signing up with me to work with private coaching is people that have been struggling for years, and they have tried everything. They've tried all the diets. They've tried all the different programs, and nothing's worked. And so this is really a different approach, a more feminine approach to eating, to food, and to life.
Okay. So what was it that inspired you to want to help these people?
Well, like I said, it's something that I personally struggled with. And so I know how hard it is to get out of that binge eating cycle, or just in that cycle of feeling shameful and guilty with food and hating your body. And so I'm just really inspired to share that it is possible to live life a different way, and that you can actually enjoy the skin that you're in and not have to obsess about food all the time.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, what are some of the techniques or methods that you use to get results?
So through my coaching, it's really, I really just listen deeply to your story, and we figure out, what are the thoughts and the feelings and the beliefs that are holding you back. Because a lot of times it starts with just our psychology and, the way that we're actually thinking about the food. I would say just deeply listening to your story and finding those places where you're actually self-sabotaging and holding yourself back psychologically. And we'll change those thought processes into a more loving state, into a higher vibration. And, just teaching more about mind-body eating and eating psychology in general, and taking that more feminine approach to it. Instead of, we're not counting calories, we're not taking a more masculine approach as far as putting you on a specific diet program where you have to eat these certain foods. It's more about intuitive eating and really listening to your body and getting more in touch with your body and what it needs.
So why do you think yoga is so good for the body?
Yoga is not only good for the body, it's good for the soul, and it connects the mind and the body together. It allows you to, especially women that are struggling with binging and overeating, it allows you to slow down and get really present in your body and how you're feeling in the moment. And a lot of times we're reaching for food, not because we're hungry, but because of different stresses in our life. So we really look at your entire lifestyle and figure out where are the biggest stressors in your life and how can we relax those. So I think yoga is just a perfect way to introduce mind-body practices, getting in tune with your body, working on breathing techniques to drop you out of the stress response and into the relaxation response.
And what are some of the goals for you in your practice?
So right now I have this fusion of teaching yoga and coaching. And so I'm working on building more of my online courses and digital content and my private coaching practice so I can work with people from all over the world. That's something that's going to be really important to me, is creating that freedom in my life so I can help create that freedom in the lives of the people that I work with. And when I think about freedom, I'm thinking of financial freedom, work freedom, location freedom. All these things are important as I look into my future and I'm seeing myself start my family. I truly believe that, you know, this work allows you to create that freedom in your life. And so those are some of the things that I'm working towards as far as building my business. I would also love to lead some yoga and mind-body eating retreats here in Colorado.
All right, excellent. So what's the best way for people to contact you for more information?
You can contact me at macy@hungryyoga.com. And like you said earlier, it's just one Y. And you can also get on hungryyoga.com. We have a contact page there. And I have a business line there. So just go to hungryyoga.com and you can see all the different resources and you can reach out to me there. I'm also most active on Facebook, Instagram, and then I have a YouTube channel with a whole bunch of free videos that you can check out.
All right. Excellent. Hungry Yoga, Macy Graham, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This is the Professionals Roundtable. We'll be back with more interesting interviews right after this short break. Please don't go anywhere.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Robert Lethem, exclusively on All Business Media.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.